Girly Whirlies, welcome to the Girly Whirlies Show. How are you? I love sitting down to chat to you. We're actually in a different room today. So as you know, I record from home, but maybe I might have to change. So, you know, maybe in the new year, I'll be going into a little studio because I don't know how well the apartment is going for the sound. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We're in a different little room today. So we're in our little office room. It's our little box room. It's cute. It's our little filing cabinet adulting room. It's very grown up of us to have an office room. Sam's PlayStation is in here, which is cute. Which I don't know why he didn't put that with the main TV. Like, I would happily watch him play COD. Watching men play COD is very funny. They get the testosterone is thriving. But that's where we are today. We're in this cute little room. So I should have lit a little candle. Set the vibe, set the scene. What if you're listening at home right now, set yourself a little candle. Maybe you're listening while you're cleaning. I love to know what you're doing when you're listening. I do get a lot of messages saying it's your hot girl walk listen. And I love that because I love a hot girl podcast on my walk. So love that. I'm your hot girl walk podcast. But I also love listening to podcasts in the shower or in the bath. It's like my self-love time. And like, I'll just listen to like Mindset or like those kind of ones. I'm not into crime. Maybe I need to get into crime podcasts because people seem to be addicted to them, but I'm not there yet. Mine is more of like a self-help. Like I said about books, like when it comes to books, I don't really read, but I'll read like self-help, Mindset, all that kind of stuff. Actually, just got my hair done. I was in the Crafton Drum. Oh, my little angels. Got my brows done with Laura Ward. Got my hair done by Michelle in the Crafton Drum. We're kind of ready for Christmas. This is Christmas week, girlies. Oh my God, it's Christmas week. It's the last week before Christmas. I will have an episode out. I'm not going to take a break from it. There will be a Christmas episode and like a New Year's episode. So they'll be out on the same schedule. Scheduling as usual on the Tuesday. So it'll be the Tuesday after Christmas. And then it's the next one, the Tuesday after New Year's. So I will be there, you know, because some people might find Christmas very lonely. You might want to escape. You might go for your walk and escape the world for a minute. So I will have episodes out for you, which is very exciting. So I'm pretty ready for Christmas. I've done my shopping. No, you know what? It's a bit of a lie. I feel like I never finish shopping because I just can't stop shopping. So gift giving is like my excuse for my shopaholic problems to come out, and like I just don't stop. So I've done most of my Christmas shopping, but you'll see me. I am that crazy person on Christmas Eve. I'll probably still be shopping. It's a problem. It's a me problem. It's just a personality trait at this stage. Like, I'll do Sam shopping. If my friend needs me to go shopping for them, I will go shopping. Give me a list. I'll do your shopping. I love shopping. And even though I'm much more of an online shopper, but I do kind of, there's something about the thrill of in-store shopping. God, this is actually kind of worrying. It's kind of concerning. I always end up exposing myself when I say things out loud because I'm kind of learning about myself through this podcast. I say things out loud and I'm like, yeah, whoa, I actually have a problem. So this week we should focus on my shopaholic problems and like how to deal with that. But anyway, oh my God, I'm going a million miles an hour. My brain, I need a breather. I'm going to take a sip of water. Take a sip of water. If your water bottle's right there with you, take a sip of water. Everyone, take a sip. Oh my God, you know, hold on. Let me take a sip. You know, in Sex and the City, we were doing this. I was out with my girls on Saturday and one of the girls wanted to say something, like tell us a really bold story or something. And Laura was like, everyone, take a sip. Because you know that scene in the Sex and the City movie when Charlotte wants to give out about her kids, but she's never done that before. So it's take a sip. So that's our new thing. Take a sip. We actually had a gorge. We had our group, Chris Kindle. We had the girls. I had Chris Kindle with my girls. And everyone got stunning presents. Oh my God, my Laura got me a trip to Edinburgh. We're going to Edinburgh. Oh my God. Like, everyone went so over the budget. Everyone went so over the top. But we're going to Edinburgh and I'm so excited. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. That was so rude. I hate when my laptop does that, but I don't know how to turn it off. Anyway, what should I get my gal? I got my gal. We're going to go for peels with my skincare queen, Keira Darcy. So we're going to go for peels in February and get little facials done together. So that's ours. One of the girls is going to Dear and Gary's live show. Everyone got gorge gifts. Everyone really went all out and got gorge gifts. I think everyone did well. I think everyone left that party buzzing because everyone got good stuff. Very thoughtful things. Very special little presents. So everyone did good. Have you been to your work parties? Has everyone had their work parties yet? Honestly, I mean it. DM me and tell me all your goss. DM me and tell me all the stories. In the new year, we're definitely going to be bringing Agni Aunt is going to be back in full swing. And we're going to be sharing your stories on here. And we're going to chat about all your goss. Because as much as I love sharing with you and I'll always give you my goss, your goss is always better. And I always love getting the goss from you girls. So we will. That'll be in our new year is I want to hear all your goss. So I want you to go wild at your Christmas parties. Go have a ball. So girlies, today's topic of conversation, today's episode is all about comparing ourselves. Comparison is the killer of joy. Comparison is ruining your life. I, for a very long time, went through an awful phase of comparing myself pretty much in school and after school and college. I was always comparing myself and like didn't even realize I was doing it. I just think a lot of us naturally do it because that's society. Everyone's in competition with each other, which is very sad, but it's kind of true. Like people can't just be happy in their own. They're kind of comparing themselves to everybody else. Oh, she got that job, he got that house, he has a boyfriend, she has a girlfriend. Like everyone's jealous of everything or everyone's upset by everything, and it's not the way to live, girls. We can't do that anymore. It's not a way to live. It's not a way of life. It's not a healthy way. It's not a healthy way of life. It's pretty toxic to constantly be comparing, and it also means you can't be happy for other people because you're not happy for yourself. So that's what we have to talk about today. So in school, I definitely would have been terrible for, I probably compared myself looks wise. I definitely felt, you know, oh, I don't look like her, I don't look like this, especially all my body. I was very like, oh, why don't I look like her, why don't I have that body. Social media is obviously a huge, huge cause of us comparing ourselves because now we're looking at other people's lives every single day, or even with WhatsApp groups. Do you ever just sometimes like, why am I in a WhatsApp group of 20 people? I don't want to know 20 people's opinions. I don't want to hear from 20 people today. Like, that is just overload, in my opinion. That might sound really rude coming from me, and I love people. I love talking to people. But there's also just, like, an overload and overstimulation of, I do not need to know what 20 people ate today. Sometimes there's days that you just don't need to know. Like, you just need to focus on yourself. But our phones are telling us what everyone else is doing all the time. So back in school, like, Facebook and Instagram would have been kind of coming up, like, actually, no, Bebo, turn back to Bebo. But I was much younger for Bebo. It would have been Facebook, and, you know, like, everyone would have their, like, nights out, and everyone uploads albums, and you're just seeing a lot more of people. So that's probably when comparison became a big thing for a lot of people, is through social media. You're seeing where people go on holidays, what they wear, who they spend their time with, how they look, and you're just thinking, they look so gorgeous, and why can they do this, and I can't do this, and the comparison is just like a hamster wheel of toxic thoughts, and it's really hard to actually, like, you kind of don't realize you're in it, and all of a sudden I just realized, and it was kind of like I've talked about before, when I realized that I was just like in this hamster wheel of horrible thoughts and like telling myself horrible things. Some of the nasty thoughts would have been not just me saying hate my body or I don't like myself or whatever. It also would have been, well, she's this and she looks like this and you're not good enough because she got that and you didn't get that, and all this kind of comparison. And it's so toxic, it's so sad, it's really bad for us, but we all do it. Honestly, on the daily, I think most people do it on the daily. So that was a huge thing that I caught myself doing, was comparing myself. And that's kind of, like I've spoken before, the self-love journey that I kind of went on when I was like 19. A huge thing was I realized I was constantly comparing myself to others, and I was putting myself down because of other people's achievements or their whatever it was. Like, we do it in all different forms. It could be someone's body, it could be someone's skin, it could be someone's job, it could be someone's house, it could be someone's location, it could be their relationship. Like, we compare on every aspect, anything. It could be absolutely anything. And for me, it was really just what I was insecure about. So at the time, say when I was younger, I was really insecure about my appearance. So I would compare myself to the girls that looked a certain way or this type of way, or just whatever I thought I wanted or should have looked like, whatever it is, all this crazy toxic stuff. And it's all lies and it's all false, but you do kind of cling on to this. Well, I should, if she looks like this, I should look like that, and all this kind of comparison. So for me, it was what I was insecure about, and I personally think that's kind of where it comes from for most people. So say you might be like insecure in your path in life, and you've no idea where you're going, you've no idea what you want to work as. That was another thing. Oh my God, like when I worked as a makeup artist, but I was kind of really conscious of like, oh my God, like other people my age are in office jobs, so they're like on the corporate ladder, like they're on this path where they know where they're going. And I was really insecure that I didn't know what I wanted to do or where I'd go in life. But in hindsight, that was the best thing that ever happened, because I had no idea. Who has any idea? You have no idea what's going to happen. But I was very jealous and very always comparing myself to people that seemed to have their life together, that they knew, like, okay, I'm going to go be a lawyer, I'm going to go be a doctor. I always just compared and thought that I allowed that to make me believe that I wasn't good enough because I didn't have that one set path or that one set journey. So maybe you think, maybe you are insecure about being single. So you're always comparing yourself to the girls in the relationships, the happy couples. Maybe you're insecure about your ability in your career or whatever path you're on. Maybe there's someone in work that you're constantly comparing yourself to because they always seem to be one step ahead and they're getting the promotions, they're getting the employee of the month, and they're doing all these amazing things in the job that you feel like you're not achieving, you're not there, you're not on the level. So you're constantly comparing yourself to that person that you feel is that bit ahead and is that bit on top of it. So there is every aspect of life we're comparing ourselves, and I feel like I'm at an age now that a lot of people my age are comparing themselves to people getting engaged, married, buying houses. Like it's this rat race of who can buy a property first, who can get engaged first. And I love seeing the engagements. Like I love seeing the engagements, I love seeing people buying a house, because I've come to a place where I love that for them. It's not a place of, oh my, you know when people text and they say, oh my god, she's engaged, and like, no, be happy for the engagement. That's how you manifest things. If you're happy for someone else's achievements, that's how you manifest those things into your life. So how to deal with comparison, and I say it all the time, it really starts within. And I love the phrase, mind your own business. I didn't used to like that phrase because it sounds mean, because it sounds harsh. It sounds like, get your nose out of my, like, mind your own business. But what I love about that phrase is it's not a don't be nosy thing. It's a just look after you. Why are you focused on her house and her relationship when you should be focusing on your living space, your relationship, your career, whatever it is that you're kind of, why are you obsessed with someone else's life? Be obsessed with your own life. That's where it has to begin. So it starts with minding your own business in the most positive way. That, like, when things happen for other people, perfect. That's their life. That is not your life. Whether it's good or bad, whatever it is, it's your life. Be focused on your life. Whatever they do, they don't do, they achieve, whatever, that's nothing to do with you. Mind your own business first. So once you just start caring for what you're about, what you do, you can be happy for yourself. You will stop comparing yourself to everybody else. You'll stop flicking through social media, comparing yourself to everybody. You'll also stop with the judgment. I feel like I used to be judgy. Like, and I think everyone's a bit judgy. We're all a bit judgy. But I used to be judgy. And my brain, my thoughts, I would catch myself judging someone, and I'm like, why am I judging? Who the fuck am I to be judging someone right now? Why am I judging? And I was judging because I was constantly judging myself. I wasn't being nice to myself. So if you're not nice to yourself, you're not particularly nice to other people. It's all like hurt people. It's all like the internal is the external. So to deal with the comparison, it has to start with you. Like, you have to choose to be happy with where you are. And what it is stop living with the I'll be happy when. No, you have to choose to be happy now, and you'll be happier with the new living space or with the new country, wherever you're, whatever the plan is. Yes, that will bring you joy, but you cannot rely your happiness on external. Like, the happiness, you have to choose to be happy in whatever situation you're in. That's like, it's a mindset shift. Just choosing to be positive with what you've got and doing the best you can to be happy with what you got, even if you want to change every single thing about it. If you choose to just be like, okay, this is my current situation, I'm going to accept it, I'm not going to fight the universe on this, this is where I'm at, I'm not going to look at, I have blinkers on, I'm not looking at what anyone else is doing, I'm going to focus on my situation, whether it's career, life, wherever it is, whatever path you're on of feeling like you're constantly comparing that one thing, go and focus on that for you, not for anybody else. You're not looking at anybody else, you're not comparing to anybody else, you're going to do it for you, and you'll be happy for yourself. That you'll never compare yourself to other people's achievements, success. You'll be happy for them because you know you're doing it for you too. And I always feel like if you are able to congratulate people and be happy for people, you are manifesting that into your life. Like, if you see someone get engaged, that's the most exciting thing ever. Could you imagine the excitement for them, the happiness for them? If you can share that happiness, then you're going to manifest that for you. Instead of feeling bitter, judgmental, oh my God, they're so young to be getting engaged, oh my God, that ring, oh my God, that proposal, oh my, Why are we judging everything? We are judging everything because we're not happy with where we're at. Stop judging everything around you and just focus on you. See it as motivation. See other people's success as motivation. And I love that phrase, someone else's beauty is not a lack of yours. And that is for every aspect. So someone else's career, someone else's success in their job doesn't mean there's a lack of yours. Just because they're doing well doesn't mean you're not doing well. It's this comparison of, oh, she's so beautiful. You immediately then think, I'm not beautiful, I'm not this. Why do we do that to ourselves? It is so crazy and it's so horrible that we do that to ourselves, but we do it. Like, that's just our brain. Like, unfortunately, are we just wired that way? Is that just society that we do that? I don't know what it is, but we all do it. I've done it for years and I've been there and I know the feeling. I know the feeling of scrolling through Instagram and feeling like everyone around you is thriving, they're achieving, they're receiving, they're winning at life, and you are letting that take from, as if that means there's a lack in your life. Just because someone else gained something, they didn't take anything from you. It's kind of like, you know, people who can't compliment people, like telling someone they look stunning is not going to take away from you. Like, you are not lacking anything. You're not giving anything up to give someone a compliment. If anything, if you're able to compliment someone else, it means you're able to compliment yourself. Like, you're able to be good to yourself. You're able to love yourself. Compliment giving is such a huge thing for you. Like, if you're able to give compliments, it's a confident boost for you because you're able to appreciate someone's beauty because you can appreciate your beauty. You're not looking at something, oh, she's so stunning, oh, she's so gorgeous. Yeah, she's stunning. That doesn't mean you're not stunning. We're all stunning. We're all in this room together. We're all stunning. Why are we comparing ourselves? Why are we acting as if her beauty is taking away from yours, or her house is taking away from yours, her car, her boyfriend, whatever it is? Why do we act, like, why do we feel as if it takes from you? It literally has nothing to do with you. Like, it's literally, it's not your life. It is their life. So just focus on your life. Be happy for you. Be happy for them. I feel like I get so heated. I sound so angry and I sound like I'm like shouting at you. But I just get so invested in these conversations because I've been there. Like, I've been that girl. I was that girl that was constantly comparing myself, making myself feel horrible, thinking I had nothing because someone else had everything in my eyes. Also, girls, a very important, what we have to discuss when talking about comparison and like comparison is ruining your life. Online, like, social media is not real. You are seeing the highlights. You are seeing the best moments. You are seeing an aesthetic. Like, you are not seeing real life day to day. That same person posting that stunning bikini pic or that stunning job offer, career move, whatever, that same morning, they could have woken up and been crying all morning, all night. It doesn't, or, you know, they could have just gone through a breakup and, or whatever, they've been cheated on or whatever. So this one highlight in their life does not mean that they have everything together. Like, one thing in your life being together does not mean you have your shit together. So online, you're seeing the stunning holidays, the stunning car, the stunning whatever it is, but you're not seeing the low. With social media, people share the lows, and I love that people share the lows. I think it's very important that we share the lows, but you also, people don't share the lows every day or every week because you also don't want to be negative or you don't want to complain or whatever it is. So you have to remember that you don't see the low points. Even I get messages like, Sophie, how are you so positive and how are you always, and you must always be in such good form. Absolutely fucking not. I am a positive person. I'm able to stay positive where best I can in shit situations. I'm able to kind of, I get that from my mom. Like, we do have a positive attitude, but that does not mean that I don't cry myself to sleep sometimes or have absolutely appalling self-doubt sometimes, or sometimes I fall back into my own cycle of being absolutely horrible to myself. So that's another example of people can come across a certain way, and that is a huge part of them. Like, a huge part of me is positivity, supporting each other, happiness, like, let's all love each other. But that does not mean that I don't have the down days. It doesn't mean that I don't doubt myself, that I don't scrutinize myself, that I'm not horrible to myself sometimes. Like, there is bad, with every good you see, there is a bad. And that's not a negative thing. I'm not trying to say that as in, like, life, well, life's not perfect. This is what I'm trying to say. Like, people will try sell you a dream, and it's just very, very important that we remember that we only see the highlights, we only see the best of people's lives most of the time. So it's very important to just remember that when you catch yourself comparing yourself to someone, that one beautiful photo they've just put up, that does not mean they have it all. They, like, nobody has it all. Nobody has their shit together. Everybody's going through something. Like, people can be so horrible to each other. You have no idea what people are going through behind closed doors. None of us have any idea. Even our closest, dearest friends, we might not know what they're going through on a day-to-day or behind closed doors, or when they fall asleep at night, are they crying themselves to sleep? Like, it's so important to just remember that all human and we're all trying our best. Another massive comparison that I definitely went through when I was younger, and what I think a lot of girls go through, is particularly after a breakup, and if there's a new girl, or if you were cheated on and there's a new person, and the kind of like who someone maybe replaced you, and we are awful for stalking the new girlfriend or stalking the ex-girlfriend, maybe even new boyfriend, and you're always like comparing yourself to the ex, or you're thinking you're not as pretty, or you're not as whatever, and you're not this and you're not that. And we compare ourselves to the other girl, like whether it's the before, the after, the cheating, whatever it was, where girls are devils for comparing themselves to that new girl, whether it's whatever the scenario, the ex or the new one, whatever. That is insane, but it's just, unfortunately, it's something that a lot of us do. What I would recommend for that, I think I say it a lot, but like, unfollow. If you need to unfollow someone, like, you need to stop looking, you need to stop comparing yourself, you need to stop the comparison. Maybe like your mental health, you're not there enough, strong enough in yourself to be able to see someone else's life all the time. Like, you do not have to see someone's life all the time. Maybe just mute their stories. Maybe seeing them isn't going to make you feel good today or this week or this month, because maybe it triggers something in you. Maybe she's the ex, or maybe this person cheated on you, or it can be the guy either, like whatever the scenario. I'm a big believer in muting, or like, you know, and I hate saying it because it sounds kind of beefy, but it's not in a beefy way. I think muting is probably the best, because I don't think they know. So maybe you just have to mute them because you don't want to see it. Like, you don't need to see it. If you wake up and you see that person's story the first thing in the morning, you don't need to see that. Like, you don't need to know what they're up to. You don't need to know that they're on holidays together. He's bringing her to Paris and they're going out for dinners, and you just don't need to know that. Like, there's nothing benefiting you knowing that, but it's this kind of, we get a bit addicted to that stalking and that pain of, I don't know why, but I do think it's a little bit addictive, like knowing what's going on, but there's literally no benefit. Like, you are benefiting, you're gaining nothing from keeping tabs on that one person that you compare yourself to, or someone, maybe you're very jealous of someone, or maybe you like hate stalk someone. Like, that is also so toxic. Just stop hate stalking people. Like, it's just not good for you. Like, you will benefit nothing from that, and you will feel so good when you just mute them. You're not gonna see it, and then a few weeks will go by and you're like, oh my god, like, I actually haven't been seeing that person on my Instagram every day, and it's been bliss. Like, I don't need to be reminded of that human. I don't need to be reminded of the pain. Like, maybe they're a big trigger for you. So stop putting yourself through that pain. Like, we get addicted to the stalking or the checking up or the whatever it is, or checking, you know what, this isn't even to do with comparison, but this, stop checking if they've watched your story. I don't know how to tell you to stop doing that. Like, I don't really know the trick in that, because it's kind of a habit that like you immediately flick up to see who's watched the story and you're looking for that one name. But you kind of need to stop. You need to stop. It doesn't matter if they've seen your story or not, because what happens is they haven't seen your story, or they have seen your story. It's one or the other. And then you kind of create the scenario in your head that they haven't seen it because XYZ, or they've seen it and they've thought XYZ. Like, you're just coming up with these crazy, crazy thoughts that just aren't reality. They're not true. And you're convincing yourself of crazy things. So it's the same with stalking the person that maybe you're a little bit obsessed with stalking them because you're comparing yourself. And maybe it's out of being like, oh, maybe you like to kind of tear them down. Like, maybe you're in the cycle of to make you feel good, you need to tear them down. And that's not good either, because if you need to tear someone down, even mentally, you know, we sometimes maybe mentally want to maybe pull someone apart or think, oh, they're, you know, you kind of want to put them down. But that is not good for anybody. And it's worse for you. Like, it's not nice behavior. And you're doing it out of a lack of love for you. Like, you shouldn't need to tear someone down in order to love yourself. It's actually the complete opposite. If you're tearing someone down, it just means you're probably tearing yourself down, and you're not just happy and supporting yourself where you need to. The girls, in summary, starting this week, we are giving up. We are giving up. It's Lent, girls. It's not, we're nowhere near Lent, but treat it like Lent. We're giving up. We are giving up comparison. We are leaving comparison in 2022, and we are not going into the new year comparing ourselves anymore. So just to recap, the first tip is when you catch yourself comparing yourself, number one is mind your business. Minding our own business, and I mean that in the most positive way. Minding our own business. I always say drinking our water, minding our business, protecting our peace. When you just remember to mind your business, you catch yourself comparing yourself to someone and just think, no, you know what? That's none of my business. This is not my life. Good for them. You do you, boo. I'm going to keep doing me. You just got to stay in your own business. Keep control of your life. Just stay in your life. You do not need to get hung up on what they're doing, where they're going, how they're living. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with you. It is you and your life, and you control what's going on in your life. You make your life the best it can be where you can, and that's the best thing for you. It's none of your business. We are minding our business. And we also remember, secondly, is someone else's beauty is not a lack of my own. Like, someone else's success does not mean a lack of mine. Whatever they have, it does not mean you lack. That's how you have to start. You've got to start reminding yourself that when you find yourself thinking, oh, she's my dream job, she's everything, blah, 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 she got the perfect life. And you kind of go into maybe a bit of victim complex of, oh, why me? Why does that never happen for me? Why does she get all this? Why is she so lucky? Why do I have such bad luck? I have to kind of bring it back. Rein it in, girls. Rein it in. Her life, their life, whatever their success, whatever they've achieved, whatever it is, doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you lack. Like, you lack nothing because of someone else's achievements or their gains or whatever it is. Nothing equals your lack. Like, what they have does not mean you lack. And you do not lack anything just because they have something. If anything, we need to start taking it as inspiration, motivation. Maybe this girl got your dream job. Maybe it's, you know, and maybe you might feel maybe she doesn't deserve it, whatever. You start judging. Again, rein it in. It doesn't matter. That it's not your life. She's doing her, you're doing you, and her success is not a lack of yours. And take it as motivation. Okay, if she can go and achieve that, I can go and achieve that. I can go and do that, and I'm gonna do that for me, for nobody else, for me. And lastly, we must remember, social media is not real. I love social media. I love scrolling through social media. But we have to remember, if we find ourselves in a rabbit hole of like thinking we're not enough, or I don't look like this, I don't have that, I don't do this, social media is not real. It does not mean like what they're doing. That's not their whole life that you're seeing. You're not seeing every aspect. People have down days too. Not everyone is happy-go-lucky every day. Not everyone's life is perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. Life is not supposed to be perfect. And whatever you're seeing online, it's a highlight reel. We're just seeing the best bits of people's lives, and it's not real. And I also love the phrase, it's not that deep. Nothing's that deep. When you find yourself getting like pissed off or annoyed by something, it's not that deep. It's social media. It's an app on your phone. It is not that deep. Girlies, we'll end it there. Oh my God, I hope you have the best Christmas. So we'll chat after Christmas. And please let me know any of your Christmas goss. Tell me any of your Christmas plans. I love to hear from you. And I hope you have the best Christmas ever. And you know what? If you're not, maybe you're not into Christmas. Maybe you feel the pressure to feel happy and you just don't feel happy. That's okay too. You're allowed to not have a good Christmas. But I'm just sending you all the love. Be good to yourself. Love yourself. Buy yourself a little gift. Gift yourself, okay? And look after yourself. And I will chat to you next week for our post-Christmas chats. And I love you so much. Mwah! Love you. Bye.